Praise the Lord, good morning. Let's open our Bible to the book of Psalm. Let's read Psalm 46. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, Selah. There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her, he shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. The heathen raged, the kingdoms were moved. He utters his voice, the earth melted, the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Come, behold the works of the Lord, what desolations he hath made in the earth. He maketh wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariots in the fire. Be still and know that I am God. I'll be exalted among the heathen. I'll be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Amen. Let's start our prayer. Lord, we thank you and we praise you. We come before you in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your goodness, your faithfulness. We thank you for this wonderful you give us for prayer and worship. Coming to you, Lord, we ask forgiveness for our sins. Let's confess our sin to God, our shortcomings, our lack of faith, laziness, anger, rebelliousness, stubbornness, O God. Ask forgiveness for all these sins, the sin of our brothers and sisters who defected you, O God, and who left you and left the ways, O God. O Lord, we pray, O God, as we confess and renounce our sin before you, Lord, cleanse us from all unrighteousness, Jesus, by your blood, and forgive us and restore us back to you in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray, O Lord, that you raise up people from our midst who are willing to serve you wholeheartedly, to follow you wholeheartedly in the name of Jesus. Confess your sin to God, humble yourself before you, before him. Yes, O God, hear our prayers. Accept our repentance and bring us back to you, to save you in spirit and in truth. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for your love. Let's come to God now and thank him for all the good things that you receive from him. Thank you, Lord, for all your goodness, your provision, your help, the blood of Jesus, the forgiveness, the salvation. Our names are written in heaven. We thank you for all these things. We thank you for your loving kindness, the miracles, the wonders, the good help. Answer prayers, your word that you send on time, the direction, the guidance of the Holy Spirit, the families you give us, the provision, the jobs, the salaries, the income. We thank you for all the material things that you have given and you provide for us in the name of Jesus. Let's now come to God and ask him your need. Lord, you promise, come to me all you who are weary and burdened, I will give you rest. Lord, we are coming to you, O God, weary and burdened, we ask you to give us rest, to help us, to guide us, to provide for us, in the name of Jesus. Lord, our help come from you. Hear our prayer. Whatever your need is, whether big or small, ask the Lord. Thank you, God, for answered prayers. Thank you for the healing, the provision. Thank you for the guidance. Thank you for giving wisdom, giving direction. Thank you for the doors you open. As we are praying to you, Lord, we thank you for all these things. As we pray for one another, if you know anybody, any brother and sister who is in distress, having a problem, difficulties, just bring him, just bring her into the hand of God, her situation or his situation. Hear our prayer, Lord. Let's continue to pray for one another. Hear us, Lord, as we cry to you. Answer our prayers and lead us. Let's pray for our families. Pray for your husband, pray for your wife, pray for your children, pray for your parents, pray for your sibling. Bless each and every family, oh God. Pray for each and every husband to lead his family according to your will in the way of righteousness. I pray for the wife to be submissive to their husbands and do the work faithfully with them to serve you, to instruct both of them, they will instruct the children with your word. I pray for children to be obedient to the instruction of their parents that come from the word of God. I pray for blessing upon each and every family, above all salvation of the children or members who are not yet saved. In the name of Jesus, hear our prayers, O God. Pray now for the places that you came from, pray for your neighbors, pray for your friends, colleagues, relatives. Yes, oh God, we commit ourselves to bring our word to these places that we came from. I pray for peace in these places, oh God. Send your word to them. Let them know you and follow you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, you make a way, oh God. We thank you, Master. We thank you, Redeemer, Lord. Thank you for the new souls that come in from these places. Hear our prayer, O God. Save people. Save those whom we are in contact with and we are evangelizing. And those we are not able to reach also, save among them people, O God, as we bring them to you in your prayers, in the name of Jesus. Pray now for your job, the place that you are working, pray for your boss. Pray for the business that is going on to be prospered by the Lord. Hear our prayers. Hear our cry for mercy, Lord. Prosper these places that we are working. Oh God, let the jobs and income and salaries continue, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I pray for the companies, oh God, that they have difficulties in paying, Lord, salaries. Provide them income for the sake of your people, that they will receive all their pending salaries. Oh God, hear our prayers. I pray that each and every one of us to be a good example in the places that you had assigned for us to work. Oh Lord, we thank you, Lord. We bless you, we magnify you, we adore you. Hear our prayer. We are praying for all these places, that we will shine where you place us, that we will spread your word and be a good example to others. Let's pray now for the place that God has put his church here in UAE and all the extension of the church in other places, in Oman, Kuwait, in Iraq, in India, Sri Lanka, Philippines, Australia, America, Malawi, Sierra Leone, let's pray. Lord, we pray for the government, oh God, of all these places. Let them know you and follow you, Lord. Pray for favor from you, from them, upon us, upon your church. I pray we come with ourselves to evangelize, to reach the people around us with the word of God and the gospel of Jesus. We pray, Lord, also, God, that whatever our needs of logistic needs, places, documentations, oh God, legal things, oh God, that we need, we pray that you will open your hand and provide for us. I pray for visions and dreams for the non-believers, for the rulers, that they will, that you will reveal yourself to them, that you will, that they will know that you are the true God and we are your servant. Lord, hear our prayers. We come with ourselves to pray and seek you to prosper the places, the cities that you have brought us into exile, oh God, that we will, and that they will prosper, so we too will prosper. In the name of Jesus. Let's pray now. Pray for yourself, for your ministry. Pray that God will use you. Here, O my Lord, fill me with the Holy Spirit. Fill us, refill us once again with the Holy Ghost. Oh God, to go on serving you, Lord, we pray. I pray for the church to expand. I pray for more people to repent, come to the faith. I pray for more evangelism. I pray for all the ministry to be used for your glory, oh God. Lord, we pray for more Bible studies to be started, more congregation to be planted by you, Lord. Hear our prayers. Raise up more people to save you from among us. Pray for gift of healing, gift of faith, gift of evangelism, gift of pastoring and teaching, prophesying according to the needs of the church, oh God. Anoint, Lord, all the leaders and pastors and elders with the Holy Spirit and send us all to spread your word and do the work of yours faithfully, Lord. I pray for protection upon us all. Every member of the church and every family and congregation, protect us, protect our places of worship. Oh God, protect us from this pandemic. Protect us from the scheme of evil with the vaccines. We rebuke it all in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord, that you go before us and help us to go on and save you, Lord. We pray, oh God, for more souls to be harvested. Oh Lord, I pray even today, anoint our worship, Lord, with wonders and miracles and signs. Oh God, with you, anoint this recording and use it mighty to reach the lost, to reach our church members and the body of yours in other places, oh God. I pray, anoint upon the songs, the instruments, the giving, the message, Lord. Let your name, oh God, let your name be lifted up. Let your name, O Lord, be glorified, O Lord. Hear our prayer. We thank you, Lord. We bless you. This all we ask and pray in this name. Amen and amen. Let's all stand and give thanks to the Lord.
Forever, he's praying, he prays.
Yes, O God, thank you for your love to us. We give you thanks and we adore you, O God, for all the good things that you give us out of your love, not for any righteousness in us, but because you are righteous, O Lord. We thank you, Lord, for you are being always watching over us, leading us in the way that you want us to go. We thank you, Lord. We bless you.
Your rise on the sky.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the comfort and the peace that we receive from you, O God, today. Thank you for every day, calmness, and your presence in our life, your miracles and your wonder. We thank you, Lord, for this. We bless you. Help us to continue, Lord, to lift your name on high.
Control wherever you may.
Lord, you are our hope and our strength. We build our trust in you, O God, that you will neither leave us nor forsake us, even in the most difficult moments in our lives. Our hope in you. We always trusting, O God, that you will hear our cry, that you will hear our prayers, that you will hear the sighing and the pain and the crying of each and every one of us. And we trust that you will come to help us, to relieve us. Oh God, I pray that we will continue to see you in our lives, oh Lord, in difficult moments, in trials, in temptations, in persecution, in difficulties, that you will be there to guide us, to instruct us, to teach us, to rebuke us, to correct us. Oh Lord, we pray, oh God, the anointing on the rest of our service, the message, speak to us through your word. We bless you, Jesus. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Let us be seated. Let's collect now our tithes and our offerings and our first fruit. These are things belong to God. Let's bring them to God so that the windows of heaven shall be opened and the Lord will pour out so much a blessing that we have no place to keep. Thank you, Lord, for your promise. We bless you. We magnify you. We adore you. Lord, as we obey your commands, we trust that you will open the windows of heaven and bless us, and you will pour out so much blessing that we have no place to keep. I pray your blessing upon each and every family and member and workers. Pray for those who have no job and income. Provide for them, O Lord. I pray that you will use this money to reach the lost, O God, to evangelize, to reach new people. We bless you. We magnify you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. We'll continue today getting the example and the application of what our Lord say to agree with our adversary in Matthew chapter 5, verse 25 to 26. Agree with an adversary quickly while thou art in the way with him, lest at any time the adversary deliver thee to the judge, and the judge deliver thee to the officer, and thou be cast into prison. Verily I say unto thee, thou shalt by no means come out thence, till thou hast paid that almost falling. God wants us to have peace with him, to pay him what is due for him, and to do our part for him, our part for the church, our part for the people around us. And He'll be the one to bless us. Otherwise, we will see the judgment of God in our lives. Today we will go to the book of Numbers and we'll study the judgment of God on the Israelites when He let them stay in the wilderness for 40 years because their rebelliousness and their disobedience to God. Numbers chapter 13. Here the Lord had given them the promised land, but the Lord, before He will let them go in, He asked Moses to raise up 12 people, one man from each tribe, so they will go and explore the land. Let's read Numbers chapter 13, verse 1 and 2. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Send thou men, that they may search the land of Canaan, which I give unto the children of Israel, of every tribe of their fathers, shall ye send a man, every one a ruler among them. So here, from verse 3 to verse 16, we can see the names of the men from every tribe, that they were sent to explore the land, so they will go and bring report, and so they will know how to conquer the land. Let's read now from verse 17 onward. And Moses sent them to spy out the land of Canaan, and said unto them, Get ye up this way southward, and go up into the mountain, and see the land, what is it, and the people that dwelleth therein, whether they be strong or weak, few or many, and what the land is that they dwell in, whether it be good or bad, and what cities they be that they dwell in, where, whether in tents or in strongholds, and what land is, whether it be fat or lean, whether there be wood therein or not. And be ye of good courage, and bring of the fruit of the land. Now the time was the time of the first ripe of grapes. So they went up and searched the land from the wilderness of Zin unto Rehob, as men come to Hamath. And they ascended by the south, and came unto Hebron, where Ahiman, Shishan, and Talmai, the children of Anak, were. Now Hebron was built 7 years before Zoan in Egypt. And they came unto the a brook of Ishkel, and cut down from thence a branch with one cluster of grapes, and they bare it between two upon a shaft, and there brought of the pomegranates and of the figs. The place was called the brook Ishkel because of the cluster of grapes which the children of Israel which the children of Israel cut down from thence. And they returned from searching of the land after 40 days. So they went and they did exactly, and they brought also a fruit from there, the land. And let us read now what is the report that they give. Now we notice in verse 2, the Lord say, which I give unto the children of Israel. He already give the land to them. Not that He have not yet. He already say, I give you this. So they went to explore so that they will know how to conquer. Let us read when they came back the kind of report that they give. In verse 26, and they went and came to Moses and to Aaron and to all the congregation of the children of Israel and to the wilderness of Paran to Kadesh, and brought back word unto them and unto all the congregation, and showed them the fruit of the land. And they told him and said, we came unto the land whither thou sendest us, and surely it floweth with milk and honey, and this is the fruit of it. Nevertheless, the people be strong that dwell in the land, and the cities are walled and very great. Moreover, we saw the children of Anak there, and the Amalekites dwell in the land of the south, and the Hittites, and the Jebusites, and the Amorites dwell in the mountains, and the Canaanites dwell by the sea, and by the coast of Jordan. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your word to us. I pray you anoint this word of yours to teach us your ways and your commands, to guide us with your word, to show us our shortcomings, so that we will know how to repent and come back to you. I pray you anoint my lips and put verses and statement to encourage and teach your people. I pray that there will be a fruit, 30 and 60 and 100, here and other places where your word will be reached. Lord, we pray, O God, you raise up workers of yours who are giving their heart and life wholeheartedly to you. We thank you, Lord. We bless you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. You see, those who went to explore the land, they brought the fruit. They spoke that this is the fruit, it is good, it is fine. But they also give some sort of a negative, you know, report. In verse 28, they say the people are strong that dwell in the land, and the city are walled and very great, and moreover we saw the children of Anak there. They were giving here a negative report, contradict of what God has said in his word. He said, I have given you the land. What they are saying here, that the land is good, but we cannot take the land. In verse 30, and Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it. But the men that went up with him said, we be not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we. And they brought up an evil report of the land which they have searched unto the children of Israel, saying, the land through which we have gone to search it, it is a land that eateth up the inhabitants thereof, and all the people that we saw in it are men of great stature. And there we saw the giants, the sons of Anak, which come of the giants, and we were in our own sight as grasshoppers, and so we were in their sight. You see here, the report that they give is so discouraging and negative report. They did not see the good things, but they magnify the negative things. They did not show faith in God and a trust in God. But except here we have Caleb, and also later we'll have Joshua. Caleb and Joshua, both of them, they spoke things opposite to what they said. If we will read chapter 14, continue chapter 14, verse 1. And all the congregation lift up their voices and cried, and the people wept that night. See here how they discouraged the people, how their bad effect. And all the children of Israel murmured against Moses and against Aaron, and the whole congregation said unto them, would God that we had died in the land of Egypt, or would God we had died in this wilderness. And wherefore hath the Lord brought us unto this land to fall by the sword, that our wives and our children should be a prey? Were it not better for us to return into Egypt? And they said one to another, let us make a captain and let us return into Egypt. See here, up to the point that the people get discouraged with their negative report, they want to raise up a leader to bring them back into Egypt. They grumble against Moses, they grumble against Aaron, who give them the plan of God, and they told them that God has given you the land. Now they murmur against them, they start to speak bad against them, and they want to go back. In verse 5, then Moses and Aaron fell on their faces before all the assembly of the congregation of the children of Israel. In verse 6, and Joshua the son of Nun and Caleb the son of Jephunneh, which were of them that served the land, rent their clothes. And they spake unto the company of the children of Israel, saying, the land which ye passed through to search it is an exceeding good land. Hear the good report of Joshua and Caleb come out of their good faith in God. If the Lord delight in us, then he will bring us into this land and give it us, a land which floweth with milk and honey. Only rebel not ye against the Lord, neither fear ye the people of the land, for they are bread for us. Their defense is departed from them, and the Lord is with us, fear them not. See here, what we learn from Caleb and Joshua, that we need to continue to encourage the people and teach them to see the good things and not to magnify the negative things. And we need to teach and admonish, continuing our messages, leading the people. Let me tell you something. In the place that God had place you, there are struggles God had allowed to pass in your life. The purpose or the reason of these struggles, first, God wants you to work hard to overcome the struggles. Those people who grumble, they don't want to work hard. They don't want to suffer. They want to enjoy the good things, but they don't want to work hard. The second reason why struggles will come and enter into your heart, into your life, in the place that God had put you, is because a sin in your life. Sin in your life will bring that struggles, and you are not willing to repent. Those people, they were not willing to repent. They are not willing to work hard. And when they spoke and grumbled against the will of God and against the plan of God. Listen to me. When you grumble against the place that God had placed you, you are grumbling against God. You are grumbling against us, the leader of the church, who teach and instruct you how to manage in the place that God had placed you. In verse 10, but all the congregation had stoned them with a stone, And the glory of the Lord appeared in the tabernacle of the congregation before all the children of Israel. They want to stone Joshua and Caleb up to this point, who are telling them this land is good. You know, you see here, we need to really persevere as a church and a church leader. Even people, they are angry, but still God wants us to persevere and tell them the truth. In verse 11 and 12, and the Lord said unto Moses, you see here the people, they disobey God, those leaders who were sent, they disobey God. They brought negative report. Caleb and Joshua, they try to convince them, they want to stone them. The more they are sinning, and in this way they are bringing the anger of God on them more. But we learn from the good example of Joshua and Caleb that we need to persevere. The good example of Moses and Aaron, we need to continue to teach the people and tell the truth. In verse 11, and the Lord said unto Moses, how long will this people provoke me, and how long will it be ere they believe me? For all the signs which I have shown among them, I will smite them with the pestilence and disinherit them, and will make of thee a greater nation and mightier than they. Here the Lord's anger was ignited, and he wanted to destroy them because they have seen all the miracles and all the wonders. Still they are saying and are doing these things. Moses, when he hear that God want to destroy the people and disinherit them, that he will not allow them to get the promise of God, Moses pray in verse 13. Let's read. And Moses said unto the Lord, then the Egyptians shall hear it, for thou broughtest up this people in thy might from among them, and they will tell it to the inhabitants of this land, for they have heard that thou, Lord, art among this people, that thou, Lord, art seen face to face, and that thy cloud standeth over them, and that thou great, and that thou goest before them by day time in the pillar of cloud and in the pillar of fire by night. Now if thou shalt kill all the people as one man, then the nations which have heard the fame of thee will speak, saying, because the Lord was not able to bring this people into the land which he swore unto them, therefore he hath them in the wilderness. And now I beseech thee. He is praying, he is interceding for them, so God will not bring his wrath on them. I beseech thee, let the power of my Lord be great, according as thou hast spoken, saying, the Lord is long-suffering and of great mercy, forgiving iniquity and transgression, and by no means clearing the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation. Pardon, I beseech thee, the iniquity of this people, according unto the greatness of thy mercy. And as thou hast forgiven this people from Egypt even until now. Here Moses is a good example, teach us that we need to continue to pray. God wants us to continue to pray for those who sin against God and even against us. God wants to see in us good intention toward those who grumble and went against the will of God. But listen to me, that does not mean when we pray for those people that
the wrath of God or the judgment of God will not come on them. We will read from verse 22, 23, we read the judgment of God on them. And the Lord said, I have pardoned according to thy word, but as truly as I live, all the earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord. Because all those men which have seen my glory and my miracles, which I did in Egypt and in the wilderness, and have tempted me now these 10 times, and have not hearkened to my voice, surely they shall not see the land which I swear unto their fathers, neither shall any of them that provoke me see it. Here the Lord utter his judgment, that those who saw the miracles, the blessing of God, and he mentioned here they provoke him, they tempted him 10 times. He said they will not be able to see the promised land. You know, the same with the Lord Jesus Christ, he told the Jewish in let's keep your mark on this place of Book of Numbers. Let's go to John chapter 15 and verse 22 to verse 24. Jesus told the Jewish, those who saw his miracle and all what he did, if I had not come and spoken unto them, they had not had sin, but now they have no cloak for their sin. He that hateth me hateth my Father also. If I had not done among them the works which none other man did. Here I speak about the miracles. Jesus did the miracle, but still they don't believe in him. They had not had sin, but now have they both seen and hated me and my Father. The same here, that's right. They saw all the miracles of God in Egypt and in the wilderness. Still, now they are sinning against God. You are not aware when you grumble and you speak negative and bad in the about the place that God had placed you. You know you are sinning against God. How many of you are aware of this? How many of you are aware when you are speaking negatively about the place that God had placed you, you are discouraging others from following God? And that's the sin. And that will bring the judgment of God on you. In John chapter 8, John chapter 8 and verse 24, what Jesus say, I say therefore unto you that you shall die in your sin. For if you believe not that I am he, you shall die in your sin. He was speaking to the Jewish. He did the miracle of God, still they don't believe in him. He told them, you will die in your sin. And that's here the judgment of God on the Israelites. He said to Moses, they will not enter the promised land. Numbers chapter 14, verse 24. But my servant Caleb, because he had another spirit with him, and hath followed me fully, him will I bring into the land whereunto he went, and his seed shall possess it. Here the Lord put exemption. He put Caleb. He say, Caleb, because he had another spirit with him. Caleb has another spirit. He behaved in a different way. In chapter 13, verse 30, let's read it also about Caleb. And Caleb still the people. He said, come, you listen. Before Moses and said, let us go up at once and possess it, but for we are well able to overcome it. He is the one who spoke to the people. He told them, let's go. We can take it. God will give us the land. He is pleasing with us. If he is pleasing with us, he will give us the land. He is telling them that if you obey the Lord, God will turn this place a blessing for you. Why Caleb has another spirit? Because he was willing, he followed the Lord wholeheartedly. He fully followed the Lord. Listen to me, when you don't want to follow the Lord wholeheartedly or fully, then that is why you cannot see the good things that God had given. That's why you start to grumble and speak bad against God and against the leaders of the church who instruct you with the word of God. In the book of Deuteronomy chapter 1, we read also about Caleb. You know, he has another spirit. Why he has another spirit? Caleb, his eyes is in the word of God, not in the Facebook, not his ears on the news, not on the YouTube. That's all things that decrease your faith and increase your grumbling and rebelliousness against God. That's why he has another spirit. Book of Deuteronomy chapter 1 verse 36, which we speak about Caleb also. Save Caleb the son of Jephunneh, he shall see it. He will see the promised land. And to him will I give the land that he has trodden upon unto his children, because he has wholly followed the Lord. He followed the Lord fully. Wholly he followed the Lord. Now we understand. Why they grumble? Because they don't want to work hard. Second, they don't want to stop sinning and repent of their sin. That's why they spoke bad and they grumbled. In verse 25, Numbers chapter 14, verse 25, and we will read the story to the end. Now the Amalekites and the Canaanites dwell in the valley. Here God says his judgment that they will not enter. See what they will do. Now the Amalekites and the Canaanites dwell in the valley. Tomorrow turn ye and get ye into the wilderness by the way of the Red Sea. And the Lord spake unto Moses and unto Aaron, saying, how long shall I bear with this evil congregation, which murmur against me? I have heard the murmurings of the children of Israel, which they murmur against me. Say unto them, as surely as I live, say the Lord, as ye have spoken in mine ears, so will I do to you. Your carcasses shall fall in this wilderness, and all that were numbered of you, according to your whole number, from 20 years old and upward, which have murmured against me. Doubtless you shall not come into the land concerning which I swear to make you dwell therein, save Caleb the son of Jephunneh and Joshua the son of Nun. God is angry now. He is speaking his judgment to them. They will not enter, except Caleb and Joshua. But he will allow their children. He will allow them in the wilderness 40 years until they will die. Their carcasses will be scattered. In verse 31, but your little ones, which he said should be a prey, them will I bring in. And they shall know the land which ye have dispersed, you have despised. But as for you, your carcasses, they shall fall in this wilderness, and your children shall wander in the wilderness 40 years, and bear your whoredoms until your carcasses be wasted in the wilderness. You know, hear the judgment of God, that they will wander 40 years in the wilderness till they will die, and also their children also will wander with them. Now here the point that we conclude here. When you sin against God. Your children will suffer for that also. They will wonder. They will suffer also because of your sin. Now the judgment of God was announced unto them. Verse 34. And after the number of the days in which you search the land, even 40 days. Why 40 years? 40 days they spent in searching the land. Each day for a year shall ye bear your iniquities, even 40 years, and ye shall know my breach of promise. I, the Lord, have said, I will surely do it unto all this evil congregation that are gathered together against me in this wilderness. They shall be consumed, and there they shall die. And the men which Moses sent to search the land, who returned and made all the congregation to murmur against him by bringing up a slander upon the land, even those men that did bring up the evil reports upon the land, died by the plague before the Lord. But Joshua the son of Nun and Caleb the son of Jephunneh, which were of the men that went to search the land, lived still. See here, now they need to pay the consequences of their sins. 40 days to explore the land. They saw all the good things, and they brought a bad report. He said the punishment of it 40 years. A year for each day. That was the punishment of God on them. They saw the miracles, they saw the goodness of God, but they still choose to grumble, discourage others, and misleading others into wrong way. They still they want to go back even into the opposite direction of the plan of God. Verse 39. And Moses told this, saying unto all the children of Israel. And the people mourned greatly. And they rose up early in the morning and got them up into the mountain, saying, Lo, we be here, and we will go up unto the place which the Lord hath promised, for we have sinned. Now here the people, after they hear the judgment of God, they say, No. We will go now. Now we will go and we will take the land. Now they want to obey. Why they want to obey? Because they want to reverse the judgment of God. Not because they want to obey. You know, this is not obedient. Delay obedience is a disobedience. And that's what we spoke. There's a time limit. Listen to me. There's a time limit. Time limit. When God say about you to do something and you don't do it. God, you know, we have read that He give them, they have tempted Him 10 times. He was waiting. He was counting on them. God give them certain time. Within that time, they need to obey. When the judgment has pronounced, you cannot reverse the judgment of God, but you need to bear it. Now they want to go, but it is too late already. The judgment of God was pronounced. And Moses said, Wherefore now do you transgress the commandment of the Lord, but it shall not prosper? Go not up. He told them, don't go. For the Lord is not among you, that ye be not smitten before your enemies. For the Amalekites and the Canaanites are there before you, and ye shall fall by the sword, because ye are turned away from the Lord. Therefore the Lord will not be with you. Here Moses is telling them it will not work. The Lord is not with you. It is too late. Verse 44. But they presumed to go up and to the hill top. Nevertheless, the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord and Moses departed not out of the camp. Then the Amalekites came down, and the Canaanites which dwell in that hill, and smote them, and discomfited them, even unto Hormah. Now the question here, why God, when they want to go now, He did not approve to them their going? There are reasons we need to understand why God did not allow them. Verse 22, Numbers 14:22. See what the Lord says. Surely they shall not see the land which I swear unto their fathers. Neither shall any of them, verse 22. Because all those men which have seen my glory and my miracles, which I did in Egypt and in the wilderness, and have tempted me now these 10 times and have not hearkened to my voice. They tempted God 10 times. He's counting on them. He's counting on them. Keep telling them, don't do it. Keep going with the man. Sleep with the man. 1 time, 2 times, 3 times, 4 times. On the 10th time, she's getting pregnant. Keep beating the red light. On the 10th time, on the 10 times, you are caught by the police. Keep going to your work late. And God says, early, early. On the 10 times, your supervisor will cut your salary. What do you expect then? When the judgment comes, there is no reverse. You need to bear the consequences of your sin. And also, that's why God did not approve their repentance, because it's just because they want the blessing. They want to not to bear the consequence of their wrong doing. Now here's the point here. This is a warning message that you should not keep tempting God and disobey Him. God is counting, but there's a time that there's no reverse. The judgment of God will come. Now when I speak about the judgment of God, I'm not speaking about the salvation. Anytime you repent, the salvation is there. But if you die without repentance, there is no salvation. When you repent, while you are alive, there is salvation. But the consequence, you need to bear it. In verse 33, why God did not let them go? You may ask, why now they want to obey? Why God did not allow them? Read verse 33. They are not genuine repentance. They are just after the blessing. Verse 33, and your children shall wander in the wilderness 40 years and bear your whoredoms until your carcasses be wasted in the wilderness. He is telling them your whoredoms. So they were immoral. They are doing other things wrong against God. That's not the only things they are doing wrong. That's why the judgment of God came. God is bearing, counting, piling things on Him. You are doing wrong. That's why the judgment, when it comes, cannot be reversed. You have to bear it. You have to go through it. In Hebrews chapter 12, it is a good reminder for us even today. That's what Jesus say: pay your adversary while you are in the way, before it is too late. Whatever God is saying you are doing wrong, you have to stop. Whatever things that you need to do, another you have to do to avoid the judgment of God. Hebrews chapter 12. And verse 15 to 17, when he spoke about Esau, the brother of Jacob, looking diligently lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled, let there be any fornicator, or a profane person as Esau, who for one morsel of meat sold his birthright. For you know how that afterward, when he would have inherited the blessing, he was rejected, for he found no place of repentance, though he sought it carefully with tears. He wanted to repent for the blessing only. He wanted to get the blessing, not the repentance. The same here, they said, they want, no, we will go. It will not work now. It will not work. You cannot, you have to beat it. The judgment of God, that's how to prove your, repentance. As we are speaking about these applications, let us heed the word of God. Let us do all what we can to be at peace with Him. Let's all stand. Repent of your sin, of your negligence, of your stealing, of your anger, of your immorality. Don't wait for the judgment of God to happen, then you will repent. You will bear the consequences. Surrender your life to Him. Allow Him to lead you. Give Him full control over your lives. Come to God. It is early. Delay obedience is disobedience. Don't grumble against the plan of God. Don't grumble against us who teach you the word and instruct you with the plan of God. You are sinning against God. Repent. So your children will not wander in the wilderness. Give your full control to Jesus. Come to the Lord and to the plan of God. Take full control on each and every one of us as we prayed. Take full control on your church. You are the head of the church. You are our shepherd. Lord, bless us. Enlarge your territory, Lord. Let your hand be with us. Keep us, Lord, from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.